Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Here he is back from his one-hole golf course.
Again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Robbie Speedball. Hello, Robbie.
Good gracious. How are you guys today?
Good gracious. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Stacy Bridges from the future and all the ships at sea. And now to argue about the big golf tournament, it's everybody's favorite Masters debater, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening. Coast to coast to nationwide, Sylvia Westwood, Bond, darling. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Right here. It's time.
It's time.
That's why we sit on the day calling your cotton pickings on to Mike's show.
And we're picking.
Coming to you from one messed up radio station, man.
That's for sure.
WJFK-FM, Washington, D.C. You know, I've often wondered, Ken, how do you manage to manage this station with your tail between your legs?
Ken Stevens.
Another great morale-building meeting.
Yeah, I'd say. I got cinder blocks on my feet now.
And I got a double shot of it.
Not only did he have a little meeting with us
at about 20 minutes until the show,
then just to make sure that I was totally deflated,
right,
he came in the studio like at 3 minutes until 3 o'clock just there yelling at me about stuff.
I know. Just so we can have a fantastic Friday show.
He's upstairs compulsively pulling on his skin tags. Jeremy Coleman, a.k.a. the gerbil, assuming the fetal position underneath his glass coffee table on the third, sometimes known as second floor.
Out looking for more great production talent.
Hey, Daddy Mel, how about a handout?
Yay!
How about a hug? Daddy Mel ruined the world from New York City.
New York City.
Public, and of course, Ephraim Fonse, looking like the Junior Soprano,
doing dick but enjoying the sun in Boca Raton.
Hey, cool day.
That's your chain of command around here. Nice chain. Hey, all you soccer moms, with your Hillary Clinton bob haircut, please take Junior and Missy, move them way to the back of the room and stand back, because I just whipped it out.
Look at that. What is that, a little Pam O'Shanter like Bill Murray wore with the golf ball on top of it?
Again, Mike, I'm not feeling well.
Westwood won.
Bill,
network du jour.
Mm-hmm.
The Jack Kevorkian of radio networks, Westwood One.
Yeah.
61 affiliate stations, and we have 4.5 million listeners, and we do thank you for your patronage.
Let's rev it up.
Let's take us a few seconds. Take us a few extra seconds today, because that's just the way it works.
You know, I don't know if this is in the mindset of Ken Stevens. If this comes in the CBS Infinity Managers meetings, of a way to make sure that people never get happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, as soon as I pulled in the parking lot today and I saw his car here, I thought,
I had the pleasure of riding up in
crap,
the
crap, Ken's here on a Friday.
Rode up in the elevator with him and Jeff Hedges. Now, that's not enough to say that you're at work.
Well,
you know it's special.
Another distressing meeting we had with Ken today. Well, you're lucky we shelter you from that. Buzz Burbank,
thank
right
you.
Here. Yes, sir!
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello, Buzz.
Okay, not going to start the show with the spiral.
Wouldn't be prudent.
That's right.
Not going to do it.
Pick us all up, Don.
Not going to do it.
Not going to mention that Ken Stevens says he backs us, but never really backs us. Not going to say it. Not going
to
do it.
No need to spiral early in the show.
Not going
to
say it.
We don't need to do that.
Not going
to
mention that he gives us zero support around here.
No.
Not going to mention it.
Good.
Oh, no.
I didn't know. I was saying, I came in. I was literally floating on air when I came into the building. And then it's just a slow... This slow, methodical wearing down, and I'm sitting here before the show, immediately before we went on the air, and I'm saying, where's all my energy? And then I realized who stole it.
Just let me tell you, just one brief thing. Robbie, give me 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
All right, is this going to be a 30-second spiral?
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you why we're frustrated today.
Okay.
Because the progression of bull-ass from Ken has gone from him promising things that are going to happen on the show, or things that he's going to do, to the point where he's saying that there's a move that we're ready to make with this show.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's saying is that the guy that is the CEO and the largest stockholder of this company, mm-hmm. you know him, Daddy,
mm-hmm.
that he's behind the move.
Really? Right.
But yet Ken is saying that even with him behind this move,
it's probably not going to happen.
Right. Now, how disheartening is that?
Right.
Very.
And frankly, I don't believe you, Ken. Okay, thank you, Rob.
There we go.
Thank you. I just don't... It's just... You can only be lied to so many times.
Yes.
You can only be lied to once or twice a week. How long have we been working here now? 7 years? Almost 8 years now?
Long, long time.
Almost 8 years. 2 lies a week, okay? At least 2 lies a week we get from this guy, Ken Stevens.
I know.
Please. Do you know how many lies that is a year? That's over 100 lies a year. That's over 800 lies in the last 8 years. And I'm being conservative when I say he lies to us twice a week.
Sure. We hate words. We like actions.
Right.
That's what we want.
Sure.
That's all like anybody else.
Not to mention the fact he's petrified of anybody that spits in the road.
I mean, he lives in fear of everybody.
You're violating your 30-second rule.
All right, I am. You're right, Mike.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Christ, he's a pain in the ass.
He really is.
Kevin, Ken Stevens is your manager, is like having a giant albatross tied around your neck and going swimming.
Oh.
It really is.
Going swimming, going fishing.
It's just ridiculous. Just about to the point of no return. Mm. And you know what we mean, Ken.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don.
How you doing?
I'm depressed.
Hey, I got on the Yum Yum Douche website last night.
Yum Yum Douche. There you go. That'll change the topic.
Yeah. Right. Little did I think that was a product that I thought did not even exist, mm-hmm. and there it is, Yum Yum Douche.
That's right. Me and my wife ordered some.
Did you really?
Yeah, we ordered the rancid salmon and the Midsummer 10K flavor.
Midsummer 10K.
Does your wife need Yum Yum Douche?
I hope not. We had to pass on the geese of 10 homeless men.
Oh, all right, thank you, my friend.
Hey,
how about a good call to start this show? I'll give you some credit. I'll give you your props. Thank you, my friend.
Very nicely done.
Thank you. That was nearly enough to make me forget the fact that I'm supposed to believe,
right,
that the guy who is the most powerful man in broadcasting,
right,
and the largest shareholder in this company,
uh-huh,
wants this company to do something, yet they're not going to do it.
Yeah, it might not get done.
Right.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's like what Ken is saying is, listen, there's a move that should be made with your show, and everybody is for it. Even the guy that's at the top of the food chain, the guy that signs the paychecks.
Because in the words of Martha Stewart, it's the right thing to do.
Right.
It's a good thing.
Ken has said to us, that it's the right thing to do, this move that they keep telling us they're going to make with this show.
Right.
And now what he's telling us, what we're supposed to believe, is that it's such a right move,
mm-hmm,
that even Daddy Mel is for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, please, come on. Like he doesn't run this company?
That's odd.
You know, like he doesn't run the company? That's the other thing Ken wants us to believe. Well, even if you know, Daddy says that this should happen, you know, all the local stations get to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Oh, please. That's a bull-ass, man.
Very depressing.
It's total bull.
It's very depressing.
What do you got to do to get in ahead of this company? What do you have to do? Who do I have to blow for us to get ahead of this company? I'll do it.
You know something? After all these years, maybe that's what it's all about. Maybe we got to go to somebody. No, we wouldn't be good guys on a casting couch.
I'd do it. I'll bend over. I'll take it at the poop shoot. At this point, I'm ready to do anything.
I think that your ambition for your career would not compensate for your fear of the butt.
I think you're wrong.
You really think you'd do it, huh?
If it could be to get what they're talking about,
would you toss someone's salad?
Depends who the someone is. Who is cufflinks? Maybe.
Oh!
Maybe I toss that salad.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Maybe I would. I'm just very desperate for a big move to happen with this show, Mike.
Oh,
I think that show. I think that shows you how dedicated I am to this show.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if it was required that both of us had to do that, be into the driving range business, that's for sure.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I just want to let you know how well I enjoy your show, and you guys make me laugh on a daily basis, no matter who's lying to you about what. You guys are the biggest guys in production.
Well, I know your heart's in the right place, Brian, right, and we thank you.
Yes, you know.
We thank you for your sentiment.
Thank you
very
much.
We
appreciate it. You know, I tell everybody about this show. I love this job. I love the actual being on the radio.
Sure.
That is the best part of this job. It's everything else. You can have that.
You can have that totally, because that's the bad part.
And it all starts and it all ends with Ken.
Yes, it does.
Right?
It's goddamn frustrating, man. It really is frustrating.
It really is.
I mean, we're just tiny, tiny pawns in a gigantic chess game that's happening. That's what's happening. And it's like we're playing checkers, and we never get to be king.
Like we want to play.
We never get to double jump anybody, and we see everybody else in this company double jumping and saying, king me, crown me.
Right, we're sitting on the playground, and they're going to have a touch football game, and we sit over there and never get picked.
And now we're supposed to believe the guy that owns the football,
right,
thinks that there should be better things happening to the show.
Sure.
But even though he thinks so, it's still not going to happen.
Hmm.
you understand how frustrating that is?
Very frustrating.
God damn it.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make you spiral even more.
And furthermore, the lawyers can all kiss my ass, too. You know, the lawyers are all getting way too involved in this show, man. Way too involved. That's the thing. They send Ken a letter, and then Ken comes down with a tail between his legs. You know, and because Ken is not an active manager and never listens to this show, he has no idea what we do on this show on a daily basis. So he comes down with a letter from the lawyers, and he starts asking me what we're doing on the show, and I start explaining it to him. And right away, I just see his eyes glass over. Mm-hmm. I think he has no idea. And he says, well, whatever you're doing, just stop doing it. Right. Thanks, Ken. Thanks for the support, buddy.
Everybody's getting a little heat from Burkhalter. Appreciate it, pal.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys watched that show Before the Sopranos last night.
What was it, a rerun of Sopranos? No, I didn't see it.
I think it was, but it was a show before called Hardcore 4.
I've seen that show before.
I must say, and I don't know if this is going to help you or make you spiral even more, but I must tell you that last night, and I remember this from years previously, last night was my favorite sports night of the year. Was my absolute, I know you talk about the NFL, but last night was the single best sports night because my two favorite sports are on at the exact same time, and I watched the Red Sox on one channel beat the Kansas City Royals as I was flipping over in between watching the Masters golf tournament on the other channel. That has done nothing to put you in a better frame of mind.
On a normal day, I might be able to work something up for you.
You might be able to even at least give me a little crap about it.
You know, but at this point, I'm happy for it.
No! What the hell's wrong? Now stop that!
I'm happy that you were able to get some joy last night.
Oh, come on!
I'm very happy.
Come on!
And I'm considering having to orally copulate someone at a very high level at this company to get what we righteously deserve!
And that, hey, you know, that's the truth. Oh, here I go. Yeah. The truth is,
welcome to my spiral.
You know, there's only one thing, really, that's required of us, and we kind of do it single day.
Listen, Ken's got the timetable.
Yes.
And either it's going to happen or he's going to have absolute Armageddon on his hands around him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been sitting on our hands long enough. It's been long enough with going to a meeting with him where he says, okay, I'll have an answer for you in a week. But whatever you do, please, don't talk about this on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you talk about this, you know, you'll jinx it.
Yeah.
Please. Jinx it.
Too many.
You know, how could we jinx it? Things couldn't be going worse for us on the network level with this show.
Although things couldn't be going better with the ratings.
True.
Yeah, right. That's what doesn't make sense. And that's really, that's the source of our frustration.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's what we get frustrated about. We succeed. Mm-hmm. We do what we're supposed to do, which is get a lot of people to listen to this show. That is the simple fact of the matter. That is what we are paid to do. We are paid to get people in mass numbers to listen to this show, and that is the job we do.
They love changing the rules on us, though.
Yes, they do.
They love changing the rules. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
F them. I mean that. Please, happy Friday, everybody.
How you doing?
How you doing, everybody?
Woo!
Good-looking Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, good meeting, Ken.
And it's worse when he comes to the studio. It's just heartbreak when he comes shuffling into the studio.
I got to confess something.
Wearing his designer tie.
I didn't say this before, but he was up in the office, and he, you know, that letter you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
He came to me, and he starts, you know, and I rarely do.
You just pass him off to me?
It was one of those deals where he told me the first thing, and then he told me the second thing, and I said, yeah. I said, Don's downstairs.
Thanks, buddy.
I said, what he's doing? He knows that.
I know he knows that.
Isn't going to, you know, that's not the thing to do.
I know he knows that.
And you know what he does?
He's just trying to take the easier route.
Right.
He's trying to, once again, clear his conscience so he can go back to the lawyer and say, yeah, I talked to him about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm really going to put myself in that position.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I've been there once. Don't care to visit that again.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Sam Huff, and I love this show.
Sam, thank God you're calling. You're a great stabilizing force on this show.
Let me tell you something. Ken Stevens, you're going to end up on the short end of the stick one of these days.
Thank you, Sam.
Very nice of you to call, Sam. Do appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah. Yum, yum, douche. Hello?
Yum, yum, douche.
Right on.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey, I was calling to find out if you got a fourth yesterday.
If we got a what?
If you got a fourth, if you got laid again when you got home at night.
Oh, no, I did not last night, but thank you for inquiring. Listen,
Not for lack of trying.
You're a god, man.
She was not interested last night.
You still had the energy for it, though, right?
Yeah.
I would think so, man. Three times, that's unbelievable.
I've already taken care of myself once today already again.
Really?
Really.
Oh, you're bad.
And during commercial break, I'm going to go up and do it on Ken's desk.
There you go.
Just to show him. I'll show him, all righty.
We'll just walk into the office. Tom was here again.
Listen, one good thing that happened today, though, we did find out that the breast pageant is a go.
Yes, we're very excited about
this. After some trepidation yesterday, we're thinking that the company was going to drag their feet on this.
Right.
As it turns out, the ugly breast contest is a big G-O thumbs up.
Yeah, we're real excited. It's going to be so much fun.
Breast augmentation is a go. Cash prize is a go. All of the bras and bustiers are a go. The ugly breast contest next Thursday on this show.
Some lucky ladies going to win the ugly breast contest and then get brand new breasts.
Mm. Looking forward to that. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I started a spiral yesterday. As it turns out, that was a premature spiral, though.
Yes.
Spiral, though.
Stacy was very happy today. Very, walking around giving thumbs up to everybody.
Yeah. It's a go. It's a go.
Yeah, everything's good on that.
Wonderful. And it looks like we're also going to be able to do the penis enlargement contest after we get done with the breast augmentation.
But there won't be need to be any kind of, contest to see them.
Who wants to see that?
You.
Please.
Hello.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Oh, hold on a second.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I was flipping through the Gazette the other day, and I was seeing something that Rob A. might be interested in.
The Old Town Gazette.
Ah, the Gazette.
And it was the gay dateline. You want the number?
No, I already got it. I've got it committed to memory already.
You calling just to slam old Rob?
Yes, no. I am.
I think he's aren't you calling like for a dialing with transvestites thing?
No.
Oh, come on. What, do you think Rob is gay?
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, okay? You're right. He's 100% gay. Listen, my marriage is failing for a totally different reason. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yes, it's small and squishy when sad points south. Is happy and sprouts north when Don puts it in his mouth.
Oh, my. That's somebody who came up with a poem on the spur of the moment.
Thank you, Billy Shakespeare. Check it in. BS. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, can I speak to Mike?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how come you like the Red Sox?
Because I was born in that part of the country.
Oh, yeah, well, part of
I lived, lived and died in New England, you know, with the New England people. That's it.
Well, what part of Massachusetts was it?
I was at Hartford, Connecticut, right outside of Hartford, Connecticut.
Okay. So I'm from the Cape. I was just curious. He's been talking about the Red Sox. And
yeah, that's good.
Yes, he has been talking about the Red Sox.
Ad nauseum. Well, hey, you know, as I tell everybody, they're in first place today, and that's not going to last. So I have to enjoy every single moment. And the fact that they're 3-0, I'm milking that. I'm enjoying that because I know that it's not going to last. It's not going to last even, like, the next 2 weeks. So I got to dig it while I can.
McGuire hit another four-bagger last night?
Did he hit another home run?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I don't think so. I don't think he did.
I don't think so. How about Sosa, buddy?
I don't think Sammy did either.
No.
I think Sammy is in a...
Yeah, Sammy.
Shocker. Sammy might be in a bit of a slump.
Sammy.
Nope. Look at that. I wish he'd throw me a hanging curveball.
Says on the screen now, neither one hit a home run last night.
Right. So it's one to nothing.
That's our luck. That's our luck. That as soon as we start a bet on it, it'd be like a whole year, and those guys will fag out, and they won't hit any home runs.
Collectively, they'll hit 15 home runs.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Don Mike.
Hey, hi.
Why don't they give you the respect you deserve?
Entitled to.
Because they're not one of your fans.
I want to tell you something. I swear to God, sometimes you people are pains in the asses.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're really a mood elevator. I really mean that.
They're picking us up today, baby.
I really do mean that.
That won't last, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, yes, it will. We won't take lots of calls today. We'll make sure we end it on a high note today.
Okay.
Hello. Well, not right now, but very soon, Mike. Very soon. Hello.
Hello, Don, Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Afternoon. I think we still should bomb Kosovo. I saw an interesting article from the Czech Republic. Their most popular TV station has a nightly weather report featuring a nude forecaster. She says nothing. All she does is hold up the clothes that we write for the next day's weather.
Aren't we bombing the Serbian TV stations now? Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing, is like bombing the TV and radio stations?
They're very upset about the fact that we've been bombing their journalist or their propaganda artist, depending on your point of view. Pretty interesting, though, in Kosovo, or maybe Serbia, that they have a nude lady that just holds up clothing.
Mm. I'm totally bored with that war now. Mm. As gung-ho as I was about it like a year ago, now when it comes on the TV...
Even with the, you know, that story today about the Soviets getting involved now, perhaps?
Yeah. I'm bored, man.
Mm-hmm. Getting great ratings.
I gotta taste the blood. Something's gotta happen. Gotta
something more exciting.
You gotta pique my interest. You gotta turn it up another notch. All you wag the doggers out there.
Sounds like in a roundabout way, you're saying send in the ground troops.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, amen, brother.
I'm so nervous, Don, and I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time. I don't know what to say.
All right, Gish. All right, thank you.
Okay.
I'm a sexy man. I don't need that affirmation, but thank you.
That's
somebody who's really enjoying the show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Listen, I was wondering if maybe Mike could do me a favor. Could you critique my lizard impression?
Your lizard impression?
Yes.
All right, give it a go.
All right. I'm not.
That was Ken Stevens.
Ken plan. Stevens.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I was going to say Ken's not a lizard, but we called him a lizard, a reptile.
Crawls on his belly like a reptile.
A jackal.
apropos, huh?
No, right. Very apropos.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank
I won't
you.
Get you into the camp.
Thank you for the call.
Oh, hold on. I got some wacky tapes for you.
Very good.
Yay. Let me ask Charles Braille, our wonderful producer, to come to the studio. Charlie? You know, we've had lots of producers, and I told you this in private. I think you're the best producer I've ever had. You're fantastic. Mm-hmm. However, if you were a great producer, you would sing during the commercial breaks. And now
I don't
let me,
have much of a voice for singing.
Let me give you a little example of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Today, the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
I'm upset. That's why I don't.
Our friend G. Gordon Liddy was doing a remote broadcast, I think, from Flint, Michigan. And during the commercial sets, his producer... who is, incidentally, an entertainer,
right,
a disc jockey, mm-hmm. and a band leader with over 10 years of entertainment experience.
And a fine dresser.
Yes,
fine dresser.
His producer, John Pop, got on microphone and sang. And
really?
Started singing the Beatles song, I Saw Her Standing There.
Wonderful.
And unbeknownst to John, we ran tape on that today.
Oh, joy, oh, rapture, I can't wait to hear it.
So, Charlie, keeping in mind you're a great producer, however, you don't go all the way to sing during the commercial breaks. Maybe you could take a lesson from John Pop.
You work on that, Charlie Braille.
Okay, I will.
All right, thank you, Charlie. Bye-bye. That's what a good producer does during the commercial sets. You know, keeps the crowd into the show.
That's right. If Charlie Braille attempted to sing it, would sound similar to Tom Gavin singing the theme from Green Acres.
And Mike, you don't know how close you are. The other wacky tape I have for you is the new disc jockey week tape we received today from Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Oh, yes. Now everything is just turning up roses.
Yeah. Every once in a while, we give Tom some airtime on the show, and he's
right.
called a couple of times in the last week, and then he gets all full of himself, and
sure.
he makes an audition tape,
right.
and he sends it into the station.
Good.
And here is the latest offering from disc jockey Tom Gavin.
Yeah. If you hear what Mama said, and step back. Leave your for boyfriend. Pushing up. This is Jet Pack on WDR. 94.5. We are back to Virginia from Warner Cable 27. First call, 703.
Hey,
Thank you. Bye-bye. We talked about him at MCI Center. Thank you, Steve. Steve, JJ, give us a call. 703. Bye, big dog. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tom Gavin, that's a DJ.
Wow.
On his public access show.
I have a new delivery from Tom Gavin.
Hard rock DJ. Classic rock.
Oh, you watch.
Jeff Beck. WEBR.
94.5.
Jeff Beck at the 9:30 Club. Wednesday. No, Monday. We call 703. 8255 WEBR 94.5. This is Metallica WEBR 94.5 Fairfax. It was called 703.
See, Tom works at a public access station.
Right. I think I'm beginning to understand. Tom had a cold. I thought he sounded better with his cold, so he taped himself.
You're listening to the Tom Gavin Show.
Here's Thomas. Travis Allen Guy, WEBR, 94.5.
Somebody, the man is telling him to follow a format clock,
yeah,
it sounds like.
Yeah, very, you know, not a lot of the personality of Tom Gavin.
Yeah, this is the Beastie Boys on WEBR,
94.5. This is the Beastie Boys, WEBR, 94.5.
Fairfax!
What?
Fairfax.
Was he doing a jingle there? Hey!
You got to fight for your rights.
Party. Party. Beastie Boys. Hey, guys doing?
Hey,
this is Tom Gavin Show here. Trying to get my voice back. Yeah. This is the robot here now. Today is robot day. Please call 703.
We have to delete out the phone number.
95 WEBR 94.5. Bringing something new. This is WEBR 94.5. Share. This is Share. WEBR 94.5.
Who's picking the music off?
Metallica and Share.
The Beastie Boys. Tom.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Gavin, robot show.
That's Cher on WEBR. That's turn back time. That's Cher, guys. How you guys doing there?
On WEBR.
I'm Gavin Cher here. WEBR, 94.5. Fairfax. Just call. You know the number? 703-8255. Request lines are open. Just call. Talk to y'all later.
We found the next Pharrell.
Was that the whole show, Rob?
Show.
So they
the whole
got
show.
Somebody has stifled the creative juices of one Tom Gavin.
Mm. Damn program directors always stepping on talented disc jockey's feet.
Of course, there's no guest either. And, you know, a lot of times his interview skills are great. His monologue skills are great, but his guest skills
aren't
great.
It sounds to me, Rob, like the program director got to him. Like somebody said, just the call letters and nothing more, Mr. Gavin.
Yeah.
Remember when he used to talk, you know, hey, 94.7. He's like a little happier.
Right.
How you doing? Going to Roshi. On Gabby Show. Rabbi Show.
Yeah. If you hear what Mama said, a step back. WBR. 94.5.
That's his little thing.
Step back on WBR. 94.5. Step back. Virginia also won a cable 27. Good call. 703. 8255.
We talked about him at MCI Center. Thanks for Steve. Steve, JJ, give us a call. 703.
Bye, big dog. 8255.
All right, let's compare that to old Tom Gavin here.
Good. Do we have an example of the old relaxed Tom Gavin?
Yes, we do. Right. Here's Tom when he had a looser format.
Sure. And a looser show. Yeah, but that was the style. See, I like this.
Yeah, how you all doing out there today? Today's Wednesday. Partly cloudy, 63 degrees. That was Leonard Skinner's greatest hits. Now we have George Thorogood and the Destroyers. WCXS 94.5, Fairfax, Virginia. Tom Gavin here. The one and only legend, Tom Gavin.
See?
Yeah.
I have a lot more confidence in his old personality format.
Yeah, much more. I'm much more at ease listening to him than that Larry Zetter tape. Still the same great mix of music.
Yeah, Leonard Skinner, the Gap Band.
You're listening to Tom Gavin's show, 94.5 WCXS.
And I like the way he ran his board before, also. Mm-hmm. Fading up the records.
Yeah, you got some Tom Gavin show here. WCXS 94.5. Fairfax, Virginia. How y'all doing out there? I need some phone calls, guys.
Guys.
That never changes. I need phone calls.
Okay. I need some phone calls. Give me a call. 560-55. How y'all doing, guys? We got Aaron Smith called Crazy.
Come here, baby. All right, now compare that to the new Tom Gavin show.
There he is now. Smooth, honed, refined, right.
Formatically correct.
Abbreviated.
Way to intelligence stifled, man.
You watch. Jeff.
Jeff Beck. WEBR.
94.5. Jeff Beck. At the 9:30 club. When is that? No, Monday.
There's our voice.
We call 703.
That's
8255. WEBR. 94.5. This is Metallica, WEBR, 94.5, Fairfax.
What's up, guys?
Call Symmetry, 8255.
Thanks for hearing the program, everybody. Tom, just introduce the records and you can give out the phone number.
What's up, guys? Robot Joe.
Bye-bye. Travis Allen, guys, WEBR, 94.5.
That's sad. The Tom we knew is no longer on the air.
That's sad. Mm-hmm.
But the music
is still good. Yeah, this is the Beastie Boys on WEBR, 94.5.
This is the Beastie Boys, WEBR, 94.5.
Perfect!
I do like that. You see, you can stifle the talent, but it'll always, it's just like a dandelion. It'll always come up between the, between the cracks.
Let me say this, Tommy on this line. Hello, Donna Mike Tommy?
He shines through.
No, I guess this is love.
Hello?
Fairfax!
Hello? ABC Boys. How about Don and my show?
Don.
Buddy.
Don Geronimo.
Buddy.
Needle Nose.
Phil.
Phil Connor.
I figured out who Tommy sounds like.
Tom Gavin?
Yeah.
Oh, he's totally unique, man.
No, he sounds like Damien.
Damien, the Bisacki,
was in the car accident.
Is he still on? Is he still on? No. Yeah, I mean, there was, I guess, a big controversy years ago.
Right, they fired him because he was in an accident. His voice got all screwed up and rough.
Yeah. Hello. I think we, in fairness to Damien, Tom Gavin wishes he was Damien.
Yeah. Hello, Don and my show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, buddy.
I got a new business venture for you.
Really?
Making the porno flakes for Mark Rippon's new hotel chain?
Hey, Crickets worked real well that time.
Right on. Welcome back, Crickets.
Right out of the chute.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the commercials with Surf for Scared Straight?
No.
PC50?
No, I haven't.
These are the most hysterical commercials on the face of the earth. There's nothing better than seeing Surf trying to keep juvenile delinquents out of the penitentiary.
Wow. I'd love to see that.
We've got to get you guys to tape this. This is the most hysterical thing since Ernie Crying Head.
Is it Surf or is it his hair plugs doing the commercial?
Oh.
Is it just a set of hair plugs and a set of claws?
Hair plugs of a 19-year-old's face of a 75-year-old man.
All right. Hello.
Hi, this is Surf. Don on my show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
All right. I guess Tom is not on these lines. Hello there.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about something I heard on Harvey Joel Fisher's show. I know you got a truce with him.
Not really.
Well, today, I mean, I don't know if you've noticed or heard about this trend that he's having now of having your show more like, be more risque and, crossing the line, but...
Well, basically, every time we do something on this show, you can be pretty much assured that it will show up in a watered-down version on Harvey's show 2 to 3 days later.
Bleached. Sanitized.
Yeah, for your protection.
Well, the most incredible ripoff that I saw was they were doing some sort of game show. and or something was going on in their studio, with in-house studio, and they played your Jeopardy music. And I've never heard that anywhere in my life other than on your show.
Well, you're right. Mike and I wrote that song. We produced that song. We arranged that song. How dare that son of a bitch. Thank you.
You know, you won't hear that on any other station in the country.
Right.
It's
totally unique to this show.
Well, I'm just wondering if you...
Okay, please. His heart was in the right place.
Right.
I mean, I want to bust Harvey's balls, but, right, you know, that's just a record you can get anywhere. I mean, Jeopardy song, you moron. Low money Jeopardy.
Time machine. Time machine.
Future man.
Future fisherman.
Fisherman from the future.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello there.
Hey, this is DeMaze. I don't like that guy taking my radio voice. Gavin sounds like DeMaze, man. He sounds like DeMaze on acid. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
I'd like to compliment the crickets again, though. They are two for two. Doing a fine job today.
Very timely.
Very good.
All right, thank you, my friends. There's your toe tap and touch tones. Let's clear these lines out.
Yeah.
Please, wipe them clean.
Yeah, real bad.
And caller 100 right now. We have a prize package selected especially for you. And good luck. Our phone number is still 1-800-636-1067. Call in.
To win. He's our guest, the host of Jeopardy and a couple of other... Classic Concentration.
Yeah,
my name is... I'm sorry, I've never seen that one, Alex.
Well, you're in my house every night with Jeopardy.
Good.
Michael's in his car. Michael, you're on WRC with Alex Trebek.
Hi, good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Michael.
I'm going to have to forgive you if my car phone breaks up here. I'm driving along 270, but I want to tell you I'm a big fan of the show.
Good.
And I want to say congratulations to you and your wife.
Thank you.
On the little one. And I want to tell you also, I really enjoyed the interview with Don and Mike this morning. Great, fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're calling.
Michael?
Hello.
Goodbye. Charles in Arlington, you're on WRC.
Hi, Joel. I wanted to ask Alex, first I love the show, and I've been waiting a while. I wanted to ask Alex, how much does it cost to produce an hour, one episode of Jeopardy?
All right, good question. Hang up and listen. How much does it cost to put one of those things on here?
I'm not sure.
Fred and Alexandria, you're on WRC with Alex.
Hello?
Go ahead, Fred.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, Fred is having a little problem there, which I hope he'll straighten out.
They put testicles on Bob Barker's rib.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
All right, so we're all up for Poker Sunday?
Yeah.
Poker, yes. I'm bringing sandwiches.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
Yes, wonderful.
Now, here's the lineup.
Company and you.
Right.
And Booze.
Yep.
Buzz.
I mean, there'll be Booze there, but Buzz is coming.
Right.
Also, Robbie. Dickle Buddy's coming.
Right, great.
And Johnny Cage.
Ah, there's the poker. The poker sharks.
Now, that makes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right?
Right.
Do you think we need a seventh?
We could. You could have a seventh, and it wouldn't affect the game. It would, in fact, make the game a little more, you know, interesting.
Sure.
Oh, you know, up to eight, right?
Yeah. How about Big Gum Jim?
Now, only Big Gum Jim, always a nice addition.
I only got six chairs, though.
Okay, well, you know,
it's
floor.
At my fancy table.
Jim, Big Gum Jim could sit on the floor.
All right, well, good
or
then.
Or stand.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see your card. I can see your card list.
I'm so into it. I watched part of the movie Rounders today on pay-per-view.
Is that worthwhile renting
that
movie?
And you know, for being a pretty boy,
mm-hmm.
that man Damon is a hell of an actor. He's really good, although most of his movies seem to follow the same formatic line where he does a voiceover.
Right.
Meaning like he's describing things that have happened to him in the past, and there's not a lot of real acting.
Mm-hmm. Is he a prodigy in this one like he was in the one with Robin Williams?
He's a hustler. He's he's a card-playing, poker-playing hustler who loses everything.
And you're fresh off your victory in poker.
Yeah,
on the cruise ship.
I took some old men on the cruise ship for over $100 in poker. So I'm totally up for it.
That's cool. Very cool. Looking forward to it.
The only bad thing about the movie Rounders,
right.
and I don't want to ruin it for anybody that hasn't rented it or
right.
a Blockbuster to get it, is the guy that plays the heavy in the movie, the guy that Matt Damon plays in a big game of high-stakes poker.
Right.
It's that guy, what's his name? The guy that was the bad guy in the Clint Eastwood movie where he tries to shoot the president.
Oh, I know. John Malkovich?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
he's using, like, Araki and Bullwinkle Russian accent, where at one point he says...
Because he's an actor.
He's mad at Matt Damon. He goes, listen, mister... son of a bitch. I mean, it's supposed to be a very heavy, very dramatic moment in the movie, but it like blew the movie for me.
John Malkovich is not one guy I want to ride up in an elevator with. He gives me the creeps.
Kind of limited as an actor, I think. He either plays the bad guy,
right,
like he did in the Clint Eastwood movie, In the Line of Fire.
Right.
Or he plays someone that's really over the top with a goofy accent.
The oddball.
Yeah.
And he's weird. He's weird. Even when he plays the bad guy, it's always a weird bad guy. And he plays the normal guy, it's a weird normal guy. Because John Malkovich is weird.
But that movie Rounders is okay. Matt Damon is okay, too.
I'm going to have to work out on the computer a little bit this weekend before that. Because I
have computer poker.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've played.
Me, too.
It's that other Goodwill Hunting creep that I don't like.
Ben Affleck.
I hate him.
Him I don't like.
Talk about full of himself. You saw that interview with him and Sandra Bullock?
Oh, my God. We're just sitting in the director's chair.
Fawning over each other and, like, we're just so into each other.
You know, they're not even... Of course, they're aware that they're doing a PR interview, but they are so into their stardom that all they're doing is goofing with each other and playing their little tickle games with each other.
Which just came across as just both of them being total a-holes.
Right.
I hate that guy.
The movie's kind of stiffened, right?
It did all right at first.
Oh, right.
That Sandra Bullock movie?
Yeah.
Hello?
I won.
Yes, you did. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Doing great, thank you. And who's this?
Bob.
Bob from?
Perry Hall.
Where's that?
Maryland.
Maryland, beautiful. So you're listening on good old JFK?
Yes, I am.
Caller 100, that's you. You've won a DVD video. Of your choice.
All right.
If you get Rounders or something good like that. And a gift certificate towards the purchase of another video. Courtesy of DVDExpress.com. Shop the web's number one DVD superstore, DVDExpress.com. It's your ticket to Hollywood.
Great.
Beautiful. That's a good price. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
Very good.
Yeah, and this movie Rounders, which is... all about poker.
Yeah, I know.
The whole movie's about poker.
I want to see it.
Matt Damon is a guy that wins a lot of money.
Right.
Then loses a lot of money.
A lot of bluffing in it, I bet, right?
A lot of bluffing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the whole thing in big high-stakes poker.
Right.
Well, I'm hoping to make Sunday, but I'll probably get a cum hand.
Is that you get a little poker jargon or something?
I've been reading my poker dictionary, and make is if you get a hand that has a decent chance of winning.
Right.
A cum hand is a hand that needs a lot of good cards in order to have a decent chance of winning.
And both of those things you just said are things that I do in my pants.
I know.
Well, in craps, there's the cum bet.
Right.
Right.
You know,
on the cum.
Yeah, on the cum. Right.
The cum out roll.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Don't forget to bring your... your big plastic tumbler of quarters, please, Buzz.
Okay. Are we still doing quarters?
Well, we've got chips now that are worth a dollar.
Right.
But I think probably be safe to bring dollars and quarters.
Dollars and quarters.
Dollars and quarters.
Wait, if you were playing like a dollar game with like paper money, what would be like the minimum investment you would need? Here's
Money bank.
Here's, did you see him sprint to that microphone?
Here's what's trivia, Rob.
Rob Speedway.
No, I would suggest we start out with quarter ante, and then if we could always advance to a 50 or a dollar ante.
Mm-hmm.
But the ante is always, as in my experience, is always about equivalent to what you want your maximum bet to be.
What are you eating?
Peanut butter, do I have some on me?
No. This is you always when you come to the microphone.
No, I always eat at this time.
No.
You always eat from 3 to 7.
Yes, Don, I do.
I mean, at this time.
From noon till midnight.
Right. We're not always together, so I eat sometimes when I'm away from you.
All right, thank you, Robbie.
And listen, whatever you do, Rob, none of your confusing ass games on Sunday, okay?
Yeah.
Just, you know, basic, straight, seven card stud, whatever it is that we play.
And I'm bringing more money to this game than I brought to the last game.
Good. Glad to hear that.
I brought $30 to the last game. I think I might bring $50 to this game.
Look forward to taking it from you. And then, you know, you're welcome to stay. I know you said you got to go about 6, but you can stay. I'm going to have that golf tournament on the big screen.
I'm going to be bailing a little earlier than most, and I'm hoping to do that with everyone's money. That's going to be, you know, when I bail out early, you know, and everybody's still there, I'm like, hey, okay, come to Papa. So long, everybody.
My wife was not happy. I mean, she doesn't mind when I have everybody over to the house to play cards.
Right.
But I said to her today, hey, I'm having the boys come over Sunday. And this is the first on a Sunday. It's always either been on a Friday night or Saturday afternoon.
Right.
Sunday, it's like the family day. She says, okay, well, what time are they coming over? I said, 1:30. She said, okay. I said, but everybody's going to stay until the end of the golf match.
And I said, you know, and when people start drinking and stuff, we should probably have some food and, you know. I'm not going to kick anybody out on Sunday.
Right, well, see, that's the reason I'm getting the pressure, too. With the late start, I just got to, you know, leave a little early to get. Well, I got, you know, kind of the BDI. I've been playing a lot of golf yesterday, so it's my fault. And, the, you know, the poker is kind of like that's the wintertime activity. Mm-hmm. And so when you're combining both activities, which I'm doing this particular weekend, you know, I get a little look.
Sure. All right, well, stay as long as you can.
I will.
I mean, stay at least long enough to lose your $50.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe to watch a little bit of golf on TV.
I feel lucky about this Sunday.
Because, you know, I do love watching TV with a group of guys. And at one point, if the golf gets boring, we might have to put a movie like Goodfellas on. You know, just to get a laugh.
Sure. And side bets. We got to do side bets.
Side bets. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I'm bringing a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The last time we played poker, it was fantastic. We played during the TV show Cops on a Saturday night.
Right.
And at one point, no one was playing cards. All we were doing was betting on Cops on if the guy was going to get beat up, if the guy was going to answer his door with his shirt off or not, if the guy's wife was going to be a big fat pig or not that answered the door to his house.
I'm also going to try to do something unusual. I'm going to try to get EB to move quickly.
Mm.
That's, I know, might
good
be
luck.
Might be impossible, but I'm going to try.
Good luck. Oh, and about Cops and about TV. Last night, that pager works like goddamn magic.
Another chase?
Yeah. Just sitting at home having my dinner. All of a sudden, I hear from upstairs. My son's upstairs doing his homework. And, Dad, the pager, police pager has gone off. So I immediately go upstairs. I reset it. I turned on Channel 4 from Southern California.
There it was.
They had a guy that was driving on the 405 freeway, and they had put out those spikety things.
That's the big thing they use out there.
On the road to blow out his tires. They blew out the two tires on the right-hand side.
Right.
And the guy was driving on the rim. And the guy had been driving on the rims for maybe 15 minutes.
Is that the kind of old model car that he was driving? It kind of like, looked like a K car almost.
It was a red and white, like midsize, obviously American model car.
It was another chase I saw. It was another chase I saw with that. And they finally got him?
Oh, well, they got him because he ran out of gas. Which is like the way to peter out one of those things. It's the most disappointing thing to see when you're watching one of those police chases when the guy just finally runs out of gas.
Yeah, I mean, what you want to see is the final standoff. Just like in the TV movies.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. But that pager, that thing works like a charm.
That's truly incredible that thing goes off now whenever there's a TV chase. That is pretty amazing.
Fantastic. My family really think I'm an idiot. I mean, not that they didn't think I was an idiot before.
Right, but I mean, wouldn't you love... It's great. You get a heads up on all that stuff, and it's the best live TV in the world.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I on?
Yes, ma'am.
I was just watching Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah?
And there was this big, fat, lesbian chick on, and I swear to God she was on. And,
You were, what time, how long ago was that you were watching Rosie O'Donnell?
Like 15 minutes ago.
15 minutes ago? That's pretty amazing, because this show was on 15 minutes ago, too.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we demand your undivided attention.
Well, see, I just woke up from taking a nap.
Are you part of the Proud 4%?
What?
Are you part of the Proud 4% that choose not to work in this country?
Yes, I am.
All right.
There you go.
I stay home with my son.
Okay, all right. Stay home, Mom. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Anyway, I guess this chick was on Broadway or something. And apparently she was doing something on stage in the nude. And Rosie was like, I saw you naked. And the chick thought, it wasn't the first time, Rosie. And then when she was leaving, Rosie's like, give me a high five. And the chick kissed her.
Really, tongue her?
Mm. No, on the cheek, but you could tell, I think she liked it.
While you were watching that, did you make any effort at all to perhaps find out the name of the chick?
No,
Okay.
I don't know.
Rosie likes feasting on the yeast. There's no doubt about it. I was just reading something about how awful her show's doing in the ratings.
Oh.
Like last year she was down 40%, and this year she's down another 16%.
Oh, the diva.
The diva.
You know, when they think they're divas, that's what happens.
It's starting to wear on people a little bit.
Absolutely. It wore on us after like the first 3 weeks.
Right? You know, that is one thing that is amazing about this show. I got to say it, simply because nobody else in this company will say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing that we've been kicking ass for almost 14 years now doing this show.
Right.
Considering how fast the public's taste goes on stuff. As fast as something becomes popular,
yeah,
it immediately becomes antiquated in our society.
But you'll never get any, you know, reaction or any kind of accolades or stuff like that because of the nature of the program. It will never happen. So if we want to, you know, give ourselves kudos, that's the only time it's going to happen.
Right, but then people call them and go, you guys are jerks.
No. Right.
We're talking about how great you are.
Yeah, but nobody else does.
Right. That's it. Mike, you're great. You're great too, Don.
You're great, buddy.
You are the greatest. This is the greatest show in America.
No, you're the greatest.
And Rob,
you're eating again.
No, he's not eating. I'm sorry. Hello, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, buddy.
Here's the second greatest right here.
I'm the first greatest.
Right on. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Tom, buddy.
How you doing?
Doing great.
We got your tape, Tom. It was terrific.
Yep.
Yep. Tom, it sounds to us like whoever your program director is at your cable access station has really reined you in that you're not doing the all-out, balls-out personality that you had been doing before.
Like which one?
Did your program director talk to you?
Yep.
What did he tell you?
He said I can send tapes if I want.
But what did he tell you to say on your show? Did he tell you not to talk too much?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's apparent. Did he tell you just to announce the names of the records?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, my advice, Tom, is always to, you know, screw the man. You know, get out there and do what you think is right. And did you make that tape when you were sick, Tom?
Yeah.
You weren't feeling well? You had a little laryngitis?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Robot.
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 Yeah. Tom, this has been another stimulating interview with you.
Yep. Hey, Bud.
Hey, Tommy.
How you doing?
2, 3. All right, Tom. How are you?
Good.
Good. Okay. Gotta go, Tom. Tom, can you spell program director? Or how about just program?
P-R-O-G.
Tommy?
G-A-R-E-N.
Perfect.
Never let us down.
You got a great program there, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
Okay, he's not in here. Bye-bye, Tom. Bye-bye, Tom.
Contagious.
I'm coming to the next Las Vegas style on the 21st.
Okay, see you there, Tom.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
He wanted us to say, no, you're not. Bye-bye.
Nah. Yes, I am.
Wi-Fi'd it.
Right. We can't stop him from coming anyway.
That's right.
The monster.
He'll be there.
Tom Gavin, the monster. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to call. First of all, you were cracking me up yesterday with that Albania stuff that you were doing at the end where you're working up records.
Yeah, baby.
Alan Bamia.
Yeah, baby. Listening to the Alan Bamia Show.
That was too funny. Also, I just wanted to call and give props to my wife, Monique. We just found out she's pregnant with our third daughter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did you want a little boy?
I did want a little boy, but you know I was upset for about 2 seconds.
Okay, sure.
Once you hear the heartbeat and everything, what can you do?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, hold on a second. I'm in my record. You're listening to the Alan Bamia Show.
Hold on, I'm trying to do an Albanian thing here, and the record's not queued up.
Now, here's Alan Bamia.
Now, good afternoon, everybody. I got a gas mask and a life vest for caller 100. Right here, 1-800-ALBANIA, baby.
Gas mask giveaway. Gas mask giveaway. Stacks and stacks of gas masks.
I'm the Alan Bamia. All right, now good afternoon, 400 Alan Bamia. All right, all this weekend, it's a tent weekend. We're going to be giving away some government issued tents. We're going to be checking in with the Alan Bamia party van at one of the tent cities. Coming up very soon. Happy weekend, everybody.
Everybody loves the Albania Show. Oh, man.
Weekend weather. Fans of heavy bombing tonight. More bombs coming down on the Southland tomorrow. Right now, there's a hint of napalm in the air. 72 on the Albania Show.
Derby is first. Alan Bania.
He's
playing the hits while the bombs are falling. Oh, man, that's great.
Okay, one more.
I got some bottled water right now. Caller 17 on the Albania phone. Good luck, everybody. Gas mask weekend.
Oh, man. That's what they need over there. Maybe they'd lighten up a little bit.
All right, it's an MRE weekend. That's right, meals ready to eat. I got them for you right now. This is Alan Bailey. Hi, everybody. 12 minutes after the hour. If you see...
What's the president's name?
Slobodan.
If you see Slobodan Milosevic, you tell him have a happy day.
From the Alan Bania show.
Sure. We got gas mask, bottled water, everything you're going to want.
Yo.
After heavy artillery fire. Woo, cruise missile time.
Hello, Alan Mike show.
Yeah, I got a question, more of a complaint about Regis and Kathy Lee.
Really?
I watch here and there, and I want to know if you've noticed they have the Millennium Trivia 2000 thing every day.
Yeah, the trivia contest, right.
Yeah, and you think that for the amount of money they're giving away, the questions would be about the entire millennium, but it's just about the previous day's show.
Well, you ever hear their quiz? I mean, come on. Their contests are like for retards.
You know, they go like, he was the star of Forrest Gump. And then you got some woman with blue hair in Des Moines, Iowa. That goes,
I don't know.
I don't know. But, Kathy, I love it when you talk about Cody on the show.
Yeah, the people that call up, they're like, yeah, I'm from Washington, and I have four kids, and I had an operation yesterday, and they go on and on and on.
Had that lady, Claudia Cohen, on that show today?
Oh, my God, is she a piece of work?
And she looked really like weasels had been sucking on the ends of her hair.
Ooh.
It was amazing. She had a lovely little outfit, a little pink pinstripe number with a pink blouse, but her hair, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, it's Bride of Frankenstein hair, right?
Just like just out of bed.
Tease it out. The weasels have been sucking on it. I watched last night on the E! Exclamation point TV channel,
right.
Behind the scenes on Regis and Kathy Lee.
Ah.
And the most ridiculous thing about it was like the whole hour was devoted to their producer.
Oh, of course, yeah. Behind the scenes, yeah, he probably took control.
Michael Gelman.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny that they showed Regis's office, which is like a big executive's office, fantastic, right. A big desk, a nice big leather chair.
Mm-hmm.
Show Kathy Lee's office, which is like something out of Cinderella, big gigantic thing.
Of course.
And they show Gelman's office, and it's this little cubicle in the middle of a work area.
Wall dividers.
Yeah.
There you go.
And they showed him out, he has to be the guy that does the pep talk before the show.
Oh, you know you're getting entertained when he does the warm-up act.
So he comes out to say to the audience, okay, everybody, hi, it's time for Regis and Kathy Lee. Let's hear some excitement.
From Gelman, you know, who's just Mr. Excitement.
Oh, God.
That's low, man. I feel bad for that guy. Positive. I'm going to have to work with Kathy C. every day.
Right, and who hates him?
He's got to come out and goose that audience every day.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole rap was, I hate guys that have a nice, cushy job like that, where basically you got to do nothing. I mean, how tough is it to produce the Regis show?
Yeah.
But they show him at his desk, and they're talking to him, and he's got the headphone radio on.
Okay, like a sound like life operator.
And he goes, well, basically, I read 10 newspapers a day.
Oh, yeah.
I read about 40 magazines a week. As you can see, while I'm having a conversation, I'm also reading. I'm on 2 online services, and I have 3 TVs going right now.
You are just so incredibly happening, Michael Gelman.
Right.
Oh, and should I mention one thing? I'm passionately in love with Regis.
Hello.
I dress him.
Hello, John Mikeshell.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got an idea for you. By the way, first time caller, 2 years listening, you guys are awesome.
Right on.
Idea for your Alan Bania show. You should have Serb traffic.
Serb traffic.
Come on.
Here's the Serbian traffic. Thanks everywhere, baby.
There it is.
That's the Serb traffic
being traffic.
Instant request.
Thanks everywhere.
Donna Mike Show.
Hi. Mr. Bania?
Yeah, baby.
Everybody, the people have voted. Alan Bania is number one.
Hello.
Mr. Bania, I was watching the Rosie Show, like their former caller, and the woman, the comic is named Leah Delaria.
And I never heard of her. Have you ever heard of anybody?
She's a very famous comic in the lesbian circuit.
Oh, okay.
And also, Rosie was indeed kissing her, and they looked like they indeed had a love connection.
Well, maybe that's why she's on the show. I mean, Rosie's very protective of her sexuality, so she would have to have a real personal interest to put a lesbian comedian
on. Can you picture that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, doing the
The full frontal things are rosy.
This woman is 300 pounds.
Can you picture that?
Can you imagine? First of all, you need a clothespin. That's why they make yum yum.
Oh, Mr. Bania?
Yeah, there's not enough yum yum flavored douche in the world for Rosie O'Donnell.
Where's my banana split flavor?
Yes, what? Hello?
I have a song about Albania. It's about 5 seconds long. Can I just sing it?
Sure.
Albania, Albania, you border on the Adriatic. Your land is largely mountainous, and your chief export is coal. Crickets, I know. But I don't care.
Okay. That didn't even rhyme, honey. You should get the Lionel Richie rhyming dictionary.
Yeah, and, I got that from a Cheers episode, actually.
I recommend auditioning for a little group we have in Washington called the Capital Step. They're always looking for new talent.
Mr. President, we're all very square. We have horn rimmed glasses, and we sing, and we suck.
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, everybody. Oh, Al Gore, you're a face out, Al Gore.
Hello.
It's a Mania Mania.
Right on.
Hey, am I caller 100? I need some bandages.
No.
Hey, Albania, what everyone, a good afternoon. Now, listen, when you hear the air raid siren go off, we'll be caller number 10 at 1-800-CAMEL. I'll give you a bottle of water, gas mask, life vest. Albania!
Yeah, baby.
Hello, Dynamite.
The chief export from Albania is chrome. Tell that jackass lady to get it straight.
Chrome, it's not coal.
Chrome.
I always thought chrome was kind of a man-made product, like something you put on a bumper.
Right. Don't we make chrome in Pittsburgh?
Not anymore.
Isn't that like metal?
Yes, it is metal. But metal.
Do
coating.
You know where chrome comes from?
No, I don't.
He's just asking. I was setting you up.
I don't know. I'm proud of it.
We have a new bet going on the show to see how soon it will be into every day's show. The first time you say, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Who had 415? Whoever had 415 is a big winner
today.
Wins
the pool. And, of course, it should be pointed out that we always look to Buzz because we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. That's a given. That's we don't know.
We rely on him.
I meant to look up Chrome before I came to work today. I forgot it.
Chrome is Chrome. I don't believe Chrome is something that you go into the ground and take it out. I think you have to make it, don't you?
Plating.
Yeah, I think it's a man-made thing. It comes from metal, and they coat other metals.
See, now you're working hard. Now you're faking it.
This much I know.
Chrome dome. Chrome bumper.
Let me look it up.
Chrome
magnum.
No, that's chrome magnum.
I know.
Magnum.
Hello.
Chrome.
I wasn't playing a chrome game. It's just chrome dome is what you call a bald guy.
Right.
Chrome.
Hello, Don at my show.
Hey, she stole that song from Cheers.
What?
She stole that song from Cheers.
Well, she said she did.
Right.
Oh. Sorry.
Thanks so much for the help, though.
Hello, Don at my show.
Hi, guys. I was wondering if Mike has watched TLC this week in the evening. It's had lots of air.
Trauma center, life in the ER, and I had, it really was something where normally I can eat through anything, and they had just a terrible head wound, and when they showed the temporary stitching that they were removing, and the lady was kind of going, oh, I said, please turn it off.
What were you having?
I was having Mexicali beef.
What were you enjoying for dinner?
It's a combination of, like, beef and corn and tomatoes, and it just didn't match up with the head wound at all. It didn't look real good to me. Yeah, you felt some of the effects of that the other day here in the studio.
Sure did, Mike.
So did Tammy, I believe.
Yes, in our office.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Scott.
Yes, hello, Scott.
I have a useless fact for you.
Yeah?
About chrome.
Oh, good.
Okay.
It's actually mined from the ground. It's from chromium.
Mm-hmm.
And Baltimore is where it was discovered.
It was discovered in Baltimore.
That's my understanding.
There's chrome in town. I tell you something, these big TV guys aren't as good as our chrome. I want a statue of Cal. Made of chrome.
Solid chrome. You know, chrome was discovered in Baltimore.
Balmer.
Hello, Dr. Mike.
Oh, I was going to say chrome comes from chromium ore from Russia.
Let's go get a foot long from Polak Johnny, go down by the Bromo Seltzer Tower, and look at the big old chrome statue of Cal in town.
Hello. Hello. Oh, that's right. John and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to talk to him about the chrome.
We just found out it was born in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Was that what you wanted to say?
No. My father used to work in chrome mines.
pretty dangerous chromium.
My dad used to use a top lander. He used to send things down until he got slabbed by a bumper.
I've been betting for Barbara Mikulski ever since she toured the Kremlin.
She came down there and wore a horn hat.
That's horn hat in town.
I got the chrome seats at the new PSI Net Stadium.
And when you see PSI Net on the TV,
right,
almost is like pussy net. If you do it phonetically, you know, they've named the Raven Stadium in Baltimore PSI.net.
Pussy net.
Pussy net.
Pussy net.
Pussy net. That could go with a yum yum flavored douche.
Oh, fantastic.
And crown crab.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I wanted to know with the Albania show, if that would be on from 6 to 10, would that be Bania in the morning?
Bania in the morning.
All right, everybody, it's Bania in the morning. Oh, and I hear them coming on right now. I'll take Connor 17 right now and give you a free chance on the Albania show.
It's 5 o'clock whistle.
You tell your president to shove it.
Right here on the Albania show, everybody. Working for the bombing weekend.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye. We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Las Vegas style show is coming back to Washington, D.C. Come on out and be a part of all the raunchy fun. And now, here's Miss Bobby to tell you more.
Wednesday, April 21st, come out to Nations, formerly the Capitol Ballroom in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. Come celebrate Secretary's Day with Don and Mike's Las Vegas style show. It's a lot of fun. Call 202-554-1500 for directions. This is Miss Bobby, and I command you to be there, damn it.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss it.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor. It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it always felt like it was full of gravel.
Come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want.
I didn't mention what I mean.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale. You gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shot for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology, isn't
you? Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all the pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
Away something. Why you care? The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now Rupert Marcy is on one of these lines.
Very good.
And we'll talk to him in just a moment. But so as not to slow down the conversation.
Yes.
First, we're going to talk to Hannah Storm from NBC.
Broadcaster extraordinaire.
You know, normally, girls have a hard time fitting into sports, especially if you got a girl sitting like at an anchor desk or stuff.
Right.
But Hannah Storm is quite good when she does the NBA show on the weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's real good.
Except I can't stand that guy, Peter Vesey.
Oh, is he annoying?
Vesey or Vesey?
You know, the guy with the Miami Vice a beard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, that guy's annoying.
Very controversial.
All right, well, maybe she'll talk about him. Which line is Hannah Storm on?
Let's talk to Ms. Storm.
Hannah? Hello?
Not Hannah.
Not Hannah?
Okay.
All right, but a woo man.
It's like Glenn Russian Roulette. Hello, Hannah?
No, this is Gina.
Okay, hold on.
Another lady. Very confusing.
Hello, Hannah?
You guys.
System, all right, now here is the wonderful Hannah Storm.
No, I should applaud you for finally punching the right line.
Well, I'll tell you, you got a little peek into the inner workings of this broadcast.
I did, and how impressive it is.
Now, Hannah Storm, of course, does the NBA on NBC, and she's mighty good.
Yes.
Yeah, you called me a girl.
That was a compliment.
If we were there in person, I might have to hit you, but
hey, it could be worse. We could have called you a gal.
You know, you could have.
Yeah,
you know, there are worse things, but. I'm a girl. I'm a big girl. They tell my 2-year-old, I'm like, you're a big girl now.
Big girl. Aren't you married to some guy that used to be a football player? Aren't you really?
No. You know I'm married to, don't you?
Aren't you married to a sports guy?
Yeah, I'm married to Dan Hicks.
Dan Hicks.
Dan Hicks.
Oh,
Dan,
okay.
The man, you know, the most handsome, talented sportscaster on network television, that guy.
So he never played the game.
Dan from Tucson, Arizona, and he, you know, he's a pretty fair golfer himself. But, you know, he does a lot of our golf coverage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, and he has a show on CNBC, the Olympic show.
Mm-hmm.
And he does hoops. He's, you know, does some of our basketball play-by-play.
Let me ask
does
you.
Does, like, swimming and diving at the Olympics. So you see him every now and then. Most of
the sports broadcasting marriages. You know, we've got the Leslie Visser, Dick Stockton connection.
But
We won't draw any comparisons,
okay,
though.
Tanner, how does he feel, though? Because you obviously are much higher on the broadcast food chain than he is. I mean, you're a big-time, you know, NBA anchor gal.
You know what? It's so different because, actually, you know, we just do completely different things. Dan does exclusively play-by-play. We both started off at CNN as hosts, and then I exclusively host, so we're just two different, you know, genres, really, of the business. And, you know, it works out really well because Dan's a really, like, confident guy, you know, and he really does well within the whole golf scene. He's very well respected and very well liked by the players.
So he's not threatened by your success?
No, never.
But first thing,
we're each other's biggest fan. We have a great marriage and just a great situation. And, you know, it works out well. I mean, neither of us has ever had any problems with that. You know, we started off at CNN and we were like the best friends there. And that was 10 years ago. We've been married 5.5 years. So it's actually never been an issue ever. He's a nice, self-confident man. They're hard to find, I'm telling you. But I got a good one.
When you worked at CNN, did you ever see Ted Turner walk around in a Civil War suit?
I gotta admit, before I left and I was coming to NBC, he was really upset. So we had this huge meeting for a couple hours in his office, and he was brandishing some of his swords and
knew it.
All this paraphernalia, you know, this, like, war paraphernalia in his office is actually really cool.
That's a great insight. That is a great insight. I can see him doing that.
And he did. He was so funny. He's such a fascinating character. And, of course, I have a link to him, which goes back to when my father, at one time, had a very short-lived stint as president of the Atlanta Hawks. And my father actually worked for him during his, you know, Captain Outrageous days. So it's really interesting.
That back when he was, like, winning America's Cups and getting drunk on the victory podium and all that stuff?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Is he the biggest kook you've ever worked for?
Well, no. I mean, he's an interesting guy because, to me, he's like, I've worked for some unbelievably hilarious people. I used to work in Charlotte, and the general manager of the station used to dress in fatigues, and on the weekends, there were a lot, you know, we were in a little bit of a rural area, and there were some phone wires, you know, strung across, you know, telephone wires.
Right.
And pigeons used to, like, you know, roost and sit on there, and he would show up with a gun on the weekends in fatigues, and he would, like, pick the pigeons off of the, you know, shoot them and stuff. My news director would walk around with, like, beer and a coffee cup all day. Like, you know, no one could smell his breath.
Like our news director, Buzz Burbank.
There you go. And then, like, we became an NBC affiliate, and they had, like, live peacocks running around the newsroom and stuff. So I definitely worked for, like, super kooky guys.
I know, you probably won't want to say, but just get me on the slide. That guy, Peter Vesey, how annoying is he in real life? I mean, because he's mucho annoying on your show.
You're just not used to the New Yorker, you know, the way he talks and all that. He's like, you know, he's Peter. I have known Peter since I was a little kid, basically because he used to cover the ABA. You know, my dad was the commissioner of the ABA a long time ago when I was growing up, and all, you know, my dad used to say, oh, there goes the greatest basketball writer in the country. You know, and the thing is that Peter really is. I mean, he's so plugged in. He knows more than anybody in the country, so, you know, I'm so used to Peter. Like, Peter does not faze me at all. And I think Peter is, you know, as a person, has a lot of good qualities. But I can see where he comes across as this, like, brusque New Yorker. The thing is, damn it, he's, like, right, like, 90% of the time. The stuff he says really comes through and really happens. So, you know, from my perspective, for a studio analyst, I love him because he knows more than anybody else.
Are you sick of the Lakers? I mean, they're on your station, like, every weekend.
It's so funny. Everybody asks me that because, you know, obviously the Lakers aren't doing that well. But the Lakers, it's like a soap opera. They're great for us. They provide so much material. You know, there's something happening every week. Either Kurt Rambis is holding Shaq out of the game down the stretch, or Dennis Rodman is doing something outrageous. I mean, they provide a lot of material for our show. I'm kind of glad they're around because they're so wacky. You just never know. Week after week, it's like, oh, okay, let's talk about the Lakers. There's something crazy going on there. You know, we need that stuff. We need Allen Iverson arguing with Larry Brown and stuff like that. It keeps it interesting.
Do you think you're the sexiest woman in TV sports?
Do I think I am?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I think some of those, no. Boxers, you know? How about those women that, you know, get in a boxing ring?
No, I mean, but, like...
Lisa Leslie, she's pretty hot. You guys probably don't even know who she is.
Leslie Visser?
No, Lisa Leslie, you know, basketball player.
No, no, I'm not talking about girls that play the sport. I'm talking about casters.
You guys are sick.
Broadcasters. I'm not talking about the WLBA. I'm talking about...
I am a mother of two, okay?
That doesn't mean you can't be hot.
I did the NBA final last year, 7.5 months pregnant, so, you know.
I deserve a round of applause. You're a round of applause for that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
As far as being sexy, you know what? If you guys honestly really think that, I'll take that as a compliment.
I do. Two little kids, I will take that as a compliment.
And that's good, you know, using the kids there. But, you know, women can be very sexy after the kids are born.
You know what? They can be, and I think it's good. And I'm being totally serious here. I think it's good to look nice. You know, you're a young mom. You're working your butt off, and you're working really hard. And I think, you know, for the kids, it's nice to have a mom that just doesn't, you know, look totally bedraggled like I look on all my off days. See, you know, an hour and a half of hair and makeup, just about anybody can look good. I show my kids, you know, the tape. This is what mommy, you know, can look like. Because during the week, I like run around with sweats and my baseball cap and all that. But it's nice. I think it's nice I have daughters. It's nice for them to have a mom that works.
I won't say anything more, but I'd kind of like to see you in the sweats and the baseball cap.
That's my opinion,
it's a
okay?
Scary sight.
Okay, hold on. Now, listen. See what a good dialogue we have going here. Now, watch how fast this comes to an abrupt halt.
Oh, I know, because you're bringing in Rudy.
That's right. Let's welcome now to USA Today.
Oh, hold on. Let me play him in. Let me get his intro here.
Rudy.
Oh, Rudy has his own intro?
Yeah.
He's a workaholic. It's USA Today's Rudy Martin.
Remember, he's not a something other out. I mean, he's not a something other-aholic.
That's right. He's a workaholic.
Right. It's just that, you know, he tends to work and, you know, places that might serve something.
Right. Rudy. Oh, you are plugged in, Hannah. I'll tell you that right now.
Hello, Rupert. Yeah, how you doing, guys? And Hannah couldn't be more right. I'm here in the hospitality tent at the Masters.
I feel sorry for you.
I am so jealous you're in the hospitality tent at the Masters.
Oh, Mike, we were thinking of you today. Mouse is here, and she said, oh, you're doing the show today? Oh, Michael gets so jealous.
Rudy, this is the one year I've never asked before. I want a decent souvenir this year.
Okay.
I don't want one of those cheesy network freebie hats you get. I want a really good... since you're in the hospitality tent, get me something good.
Mike, I tell you, I've already bought a wonderful Masters 99 hat for you.
God bless you, Rudy.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I don't believe I've ever heard you say that word. Bought?
You bought it, Rudy?
Yes, I did. $14, by the way.
Shocker.
Rudy, Mark. Shocker. Hey, Rudy, now listen, about Hannah.
Yeah.
About Hannah. What kind of grade do you give her in your column?
Hannah's moving up, let's just say. No, she's
moving up.
She gets an easy A-minus from me and an A most weeks, except when she has to help out Pete Vesey when he gets brain lock.
Rudy, Hannah seems much more relaxed than some of the TV people you get on this show. You know, she seems to be very comfortable.
Well, Hannah and I go back a long way.
The ABA stuff, right?
Remember, I told you how long I've known Peter Vesey. That's how long I've known Rudy, too.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, Rudy to know my parents.
Hannah, did you know Rudy when he was in the Coast Guard?
That's a goof, isn't it? He really was in the Coast Guard.
Rudy, you're not like that manager up in Toronto, like, fabricating your military history.
No, I'm honest about mine. I was in the Coast Guard Reserves, and you know, we had one rule. We couldn't go in deep water. Yeah. But I made a trade with Hannah's father.
Yeah, they traded us. Yeah, it was great. It was one of the great trades in basketball history.
Yeah.
Have you noticed, and I'm sure you're aware of that ABA special that was on HBO.
Yes.
And, you know, Rudy had some FaceTime in that. And have you noticed in his column, like, even though the show hasn't been on for a year?
Yeah, he's still referring to it.
Yeah, right. That show still makes it in his column.
Did you notice some of the outfits those guys were wearing way back then, though.
In fact, your dad, Mike Storn, had one of the worst.
Yes, he did. I called my mother after watching it. How did you let him out of the house looking like that?
He does look good, but it looked pretty sharp.
Yeah, back in the days of lapels you could land aircraft on.
Oh, I know. Everything clashed, and, you know, men wore a lot of pink and red together at the same time. It was very frightening.
Well, listen, Hannah, thank you for your time.
Well, you guys, it was a lot of fun.
You're wonderful.
Appreciate it.
Really do like you on NBA, NBC. You're fantastic.
Well, that's nice. Just keep talking me up to Rudy, you know,
we will.
Get some nice time there in the call.
That's a guarantee. We will. Thank you, Hannah.
Thanks, guys. Rudy, have a good time in Augusta.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, man. Wow. She got some sexual energy, she does.
She's nice. I like her a lot. Very nice.
She's good on that show. She's as good as a man is. She really is.
Good.
I mean that.
You should have said that to her, too. That would have been a nice final thought for her. You're as good. Hey, you're as good as a man. You could go places.
With a body like that.
I know I don't. And I don't have to make it anymore.
Hi, Rupert.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, I'll tell you. Hannah was the hottest thing out there when she was single. Everybody was vying for her, and that's why Dan Hicks is pretty lucky.
So you're at the golf match. I'm sure Mike wants to talk to you about that for a minute.
Rudy, that is, I think really it's the best TV golf tournament of the year. I think it's the best golf tournament of the year, and you're right there in the middle of it. It's got to be super cool to be there.
Yeah, we had some a little bit of rain about an hour ago. We're out in Amen Corner, Mike.
Oh, man.
And,
I'm so jealous.
Actually, Mouth brought me out there. Because she had spent Thursday walking over the whole course, and actually one of her guides was Jim Nance in the morning.
Nancy. I'll tell you, Rudy, and I got to be honest with you. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's because he's
Nancy in the morning.
He's been on the show a bunch of times, but he is, I just hope he backs off the floweriness. I think Augusta, you know, the Masters, it's got enough going for it where he doesn't have to oversell it, and I hope he backs off a little bit.
Well, I think I don't think Jim is going to be doing that too much. If you watch, well, of course, you're on the air right now, and USA coverage is on the air. Bill McAtee, their host.
I like Bill McAtee.
Yeah, you like him, except he's pretty flowery. I mean, he's the one I think is more flowery than Jim.
Okay, well, we know where Rudy stands. We're going to have to agree to disagree.
Rudy, listen, we got to go. What is your nugget for this week? Something we would not have known if we were not talking to you, the guru of TV sports.
Okay, guys, NFL draft coming up. The Redskins, here's what's going to happen. They would take Champ Bailey from Georgia. If he's there, but more likely, they would trade down now below their number 5 pick to get the draft choices that they gave up in this Brad Johnson deal with the Vikings. So most likely, don't look for the Redskins to even wind up picking number 5.
Another great reason to be a Redskins season ticket holder.
Woo-hoo!
All right, wait. Lenny Shapiro's here today in the Washington Post.
F that guy, Rudy. I hate that guy. He's a son of a bitch.
Okay, sorry. He did predict the Redskins to go 2-4.
Rudy, come on. I hate Leonard Shapiro. That guy is a cheese dick.
Okay, well,
You know I hate him. How dare you mention his name on this show?
Sorry, Don. Sorry.
Leonard Shapiro is a dick.
You tell him I said so.
Well, I'll go back out there and tell him.
He will, too. Big jerk face.
Yeah.
You got to come back to Washington more often, Rudy.
Okay. In fact,
that guy's a team loser.
Mike, May 7th, our golf tournament, USA Today.
Okay, just make sure Leonard Shapiro's not there.
He will not be there.
All right. I hate Leonard Shapiro.
Okay.
I hate him. You know I hate him, Rudy.
Well, I forgot.
When I worked on the Redskins, all that guy had a voodoo doll and put pins in it every week, wrote bad stuff about me in the newspaper.
It was going so well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
I hate Leonard Shapiro. Jesus Christ, I hate him.
Well, when I told him to cut it out.
Oh, yeah, it did a lot of good, Rudy. Did a lot of good. You swing a big stick. All right. Thank you, Rupert.
Okay, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
How dare you mention his name on this show.
He's a piece of excrement.
Leonard Shapiro. Leonard Shapiro.
Leonard Shapiro. He's a dick.
He is.
Thanks, Rudy.
Thanks muchly. Nice job. Rudy's been down in Atlanta for quite some time. He's forgotten some of the enemies.
Yeah.
It's always important for everybody on this show, remember the enemies list.
Get happy. I did like having Hannah Storm, though. Hannah Storm.
Hannah Storm is, there was something coming through that telephone. I'm not a big NBA fan, but I definitely,
she's cute.
There was a kinetic energy coming through the phone.
She's cute. Hello? Not on my show. Let me just go back to these other ladies that I thought were Hannah Storm.
Very
called and screamed. Hello?
Hey, Dynamite.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know what an inspiration you are to me.
Did you say what a menstruation we are to you?
An inspiration.
Inspiration.
Oh,
inspiration.
Yes, and actually I'm from New York. but I'm living in Maryland, and my dog has cheese on his thing. But anyway, I've worked for...
Your dog has what?
Cheese.
Cheese on his thing.
Make a reference to Leonard Shapiro.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, okay. All right, I got you.
Yeah. But anyway, for 2 days I've been working on my boat to take it out.
Yeah.
And it's red, white, and blue. Got my red, white, and blue bikini on, red, white, and blue towels. Everything matches on the boat.
Baby.
Took it out yesterday. Wouldn't start. We sat at the dock. All the other boats came out, and they're just, like, starting up. Families are going out. And you know what I said?
What?
F you and your family, too.
Oh,
then I sat there
thank you.
The dock.
Very good. Thank you, my lady.
I hope your boat starts.
Not until I get it fixed.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
There was a lady, you know, women do get a free ride on this show. That's a lady who's going a long way just to tell us that her effing boat didn't start.
But that's the double standard that is this show.
We're very polite and going, but, a guy calls like that, he either gets the crickets or he gets the Shapiro treatment.
She used the word bikini.
Bikini, and that means everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did, buddy. She had a red, white, and blue bikini.
Oh, bikini. We'll be right back.
This is the...
This is Legion Jean. Would you and your two buddies from the Crybaby Hall of Fame please destroy my phone number? I'm kind of serious about this, you know. I can take it, but I can also dish it out. Like, if I hear from you guys again, I'm liable to go to the president of WDFK and file a complaint against you. You don't want that for a Christmas present, right? Have a nice day, Turkey.
They love to make private.
We do.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I want to say hi to Ken.
Yeah, had a nice conversation with Ken out in the hallway a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
Ken had a nice conversation with you and a nice conversation with Buzz during the commercial set.
What did he say to you, Buzz?
He walked up to me first and he said, I hate you guys. And I said, no, you don't mean that. And he said, yep.
And then he told me that we're on our own.
He said he wished he didn't have a radio in his office so he wouldn't hear the show.
Mm.
And he was kind of backing down the hallway when he was talking to me. So, the only part that I got that I remember that stuck in my mind was we're on our own. That something like he put a lot of time into this, but now we're on our own because of what we said at the beginning of the show. That's the only message. And then, you know, he was gone, and I simply said, I'll pass that along.
Okay, Ken. I'll call my agent then, and I'll tell him that you said me and Mike are on our own.
Very good. I guess that's the way it's going to be. That's fine.
Wouldn't you feel more comfortable in that regard?
Absolutely. I think we were venting frustration that, that things are not really moving as fast as we thought. It's fascinating around here. It's been a hell of a Friday. It's been, I tell you, just a top-shelf Friday.
You know what's funny about him? Is that what we said today that got his nose all bent out of shape was nothing that we haven't said a million times before.
Yeah.
It's just today, he was in the building and he heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. You mentioned we have traveled down this road before, I believe.
Good management style, Ken, though. Walking up to Buzz and telling him you hate us. That's a good, a strong management style. I remember you said that we're on our own.
Yes.
That's okay. It's no different than the way we felt all along.
That's kind of the way we do feel.
Right. If you support the show, how about putting your money where your mouth is? How about doing what you said?
But that's okay.
I feel comfortable on our own.
Absolutely.
With the options we've discussed.
We have a support network.
Yeah. Here.
Now.
Gentlemen.
It's okay. And we'll persevere because we're professionals. Look it up in the book.
Yeah. I actually feel a little more confident. If it's just going to be us.
Yeah, we can do it.
We want our own thing. Stop waiting around for Ken Stevens' blessing on this.
Absolutely. And if that's, I guess that is blessing to go ahead and do it on our own.
Okay. Gotcha.
Very good.
We don't hate you, Ken.
No. That's right. We vent our frustration. Everything is on our sleeve. This is entertainment radio.
How many times, though, do you think you could say something to somebody and just continue to give them lip service about something?
We're just frustrated at this, the way things are moving.
Let me give you a timeline on this. Ken said to me in December that the situation we're talking about with our network show would be resolved by Christmas. Then at Christmas, he said it would be resolved by the time we got back from New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Then at New Year's, he said it would be resolved in 2 weeks.
And every time we talk to him about this, he needs two more weeks. He needs two more weeks. And every time it gets conveniently pushed back to there's another manager's meeting happening or there's a corporate meeting happening, please. It's fine. We're on our own. I remember you said that. We are on our own. You hate us.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha, Ken. Gotcha. Thanks. Thanks muchly.
Yeah, feels good. Feels so good.
Appreciate
feels
it.
So fine.
Appreciate it. And you should know something, Ken, listening up in your office right now. It is only because I do like you that I'm not totally blowing the top off this thing and letting go with all the stuff that you don't want me to talk about on the radio. All the stuff that we've discussed in our meetings before. And 'cause I got some juicy stuff I could let go.
Yeah.
About this, about the way this place is run and, you know, I mean, it's all stuff about us and about our show and about
sure.
how we've been treated and some of the stuff we've been told, you know, mm-hmm. that never happens and some of the reasons we've been told that we can't do stuff. And
one thing I can say, where we get frustrated is we have a job to do. We do that job. We do that job to the best of our ability, and we do what we are expected to do. And what we're expected to do is get ratings, mm-hmm. and that's what we do. And that's why we get frustrated. And that's why when the timetables of certain things go on and on and on, we vent our frustration.
Let me just say, one of the reasons we're frustrated, Ken, is because of things you have said to us. You've said to us, if you guys do this, this will happen. And if you guys do this, this will happen. And if this doesn't happen, then you can do this. And every time you've said that to us, it's backfired. Every single friggin' time.
Oh, that's frustrating.
It sure is. And then he comes up the buzz and says he hates us.
Well, that's great.
Thanks, Ken.
Thanks very much.
Appreciate it, buddy.
You know, it's funny. It's the same guy that I remember, you know, when ratings come in that says, have I told you how much I love you guys?
Right, well, you know, it's all what have you done for me lately with him. He's, mm-hmm. you know, he's no different than any other general manager we've ever worked for in this business.
I agree.
No, they're all the same. Same animal. Please, sell us out in a second to save his own ass. You know that's true.
It's frustrating.
Absolutely true.
Because we're doing the job. That's what's frustrating. We're doing the job. That's
and you
the
know,
only way I can
all
live.
I want to do on this show, in regard to doing this show and to talking about the frustrations we're having, all I want to do is speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to do.
And we want the show to be successful. We want the show to grow. And we want to be successful along with it. That's what we want. Those are our goals. And you know, we're dealing with some very simple stuff here that gets very, very complicated. But on our end, as far as what we want and what we do, to me, it's pretty simple stuff.
Sure, it's very simple.
You know, we want the show to be successful. We want the show to grow and expand. And to do that, we've always believed that we get good ratings and we have success stories around the country. We've delivered on our end, and we just want the other things to happen. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. That's the simplicity of it.
And they won't happen. I mean, they've never happened
no.
up to this point.
And it doesn't make sense to us when they don't. It doesn't. It doesn't make sense to us when they don't happen.
Because we don't have an advocate in this country, in this company. We don't have someone, we don't have an emissary. We don't have someone who is speaking on our behalf in this company the way that other disc jockeys do, the way that other disc jockeys in this country have general managers in this company, rather, but that have general managers that make things happen for the shows that they're affiliated with. We don't feel like we got a general manager like that. We really don't.
Yeah.
And he says he hates us. That's fine. We're on our own.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Ken, I'll tell you something. We've always been on our own. Always been on our own.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sweat it, baby.
No problem.
Don't sweat it.
Everything will be fine.
Don't worry about it.
Everything will be just fine.
Mm. Son of a gun.
Pretty interesting, wasn't it, Buzz?
Very surprising, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he does this like every 6 months. He gets pissed at something. Wouldn't be the first time. I mean, we've got him on tape, for goodness sakes, telling us to go to hell and telling us he's never going to talk to us again.
Right.
Don't you remember that one time we sent Charlie Broyhill up to his office and he told Charlie Broyhill to tell us to go F ourselves?
Absolutely.
Right?
That was the last time.
This is frustrating, man. We're frustrated.
And we hope you understand how frustrated we are. That's all. That was it. You know something? If he wants to somehow understand, if he doesn't understand the level of frustration, then we just explained it. I just explained what we want. What we want, we're not getting, and it's frustrating. And what was, you know, what was said was based on that frustration.
So, we're on our own.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that means that you know everything that has been discussed is gone.
We're going to put Plan B into motion, Ken.
Sure.
Because at this point, we've got no options, right?
I don't know, it's tough because, you know, that was somebody who was backing up down the hallway and was saying that as he was backing up down the hallway, and I didn't know, you know, what to make of it.
What a manager. Christ, what a manager he is.
Jesus. During the middle of the show.
You might as well write a primer on now how not to manage people. Really. But that's okay. We're on our own.
Mm-hmm.
You hate us, Ken.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha, buddy.
Message delivered.
You know what I'm guilty of, Ken? I'm just guilty of wanting to win. I'm just guilty of wanting to be a success. That's all I'm guilty of, man.
Please. But you hate us.
Got it. Message delivered, Ken Stevens. You hate us. We are on our own.
I remember that.
Please take our agent's call when he calls you. Please don't duck that call.
Because mm-hmm.
that's the next person I'm calling to tell him, hey, Ken's taking the handcuffs off. We're on our own.
We're on our own.
Go ahead and make those calls. Make those calls we discussed that you said not to make so we don't upset the apple cart around here. How can we upset the apple cart around here when we're just a flea on the ass of CBS? That's the other thing I don't get. We're always asked to be quiet about stuff. Don't talk about any of this stuff on the radio because you'll upset the balance. What balance? We're nothing to this company. We are dick to this company. It doesn't matter if we talk about stuff.
Please. Man, well, we're frustrated. We vent it.
It's all behind the scenes stuff. It's all.
Yeah, I told you before. I think we were having the discussion. Coming in, doing the show, doing, you know, the process of coming in here and doing it, it's the greatest thing in the whole wide world. The stuff that surrounds it, it's ponderous, man. It is absolutely
and
ponderous.
The bottom line of this is it all gets back to the syndication. That's what this is all about. And all we wanted all along is either a fair shot with Westwood One or the chance to break away and do it on our own. God knows our listeners have been faithful and have listened to this crap on the radio for the last 6 months.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, and if we haven't made that clear. I mean, this is frustrating. We're talking about syndication.
And if you listen to this show, you know that's where we're coming from. That's all we want to do. Westwood One sucks. So we'd like to break away, and we'd like to do it on our own.
Yeah, we'd like to.
That's a pretty simple plan.
Because we think that there are methods that we could put in place that would make this show more successful.
But every time we want to do it, Ken says, no, no, no.
Please.
Just give me a couple of weeks. It would be bad politically in the company for you guys to do that.
Right, that's what we hear.
Please don't do that. And then again this week we have the frustration where another affiliate signed on and canceled within 10 days. And I mentioned that to Ken, and you know what his answer is? Well, there's really nothing I can do about it.
Pretty much.
That's what he said today. How can you not be frustrated when you get that kind of lip service?
We really do, and we do get frustrated with those things.
And then he says,
would.
I hate you. I hate you. You're on your own. And be careful what you say, Ken. Just be very careful what you say, because you get it. You get what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
I really mean that. I swear to God I mean that. I'd like nothing better than to finally end this whole charade with Westwood One and CBS and just do what we wanted to do all along, mm-hmm. which is do the syndication ourselves.
Absolutely.
So at least if it's a success or a failure, we look at ourselves in the mirror,
right.
and we know we got a fair shot. Because right now we don't think we're getting a fair shot with
Westwood One. That's the bottom line.
We're really not getting a fair shot. And frankly, Ken should be our emissary in this, and he's not. He's going to go to bat for us. It never has. It's been proven again that he doesn't.
Right.
And then we get mad, and you know what he does? He puts a carrot in front of our noses. He says, well, you know what? You're not happy with this indication? Well, maybe I'll put you on WYSP in Philly. How many times has he said that to us?
That's frustrating.
What do you think we are, stupid? That you're going to say something like that to us that we know you don't mean, and that we're going to walk out of the office and go, hey, Ken said he's going to put us on his station in Philly.
We'll be happy when something like that happens. That's when we'll be happy.
But it's been 8 years and it ain't happened yet, man.
And we know, and we're confident. We know what we could do. We know. That's also the thing that's frustrating. When you do the job and you know you can do the job,
That's what's very frustrating.
Oh, we get the lip service from here. You guys do the best show in the country. You guys are the best on this network. You guys are the best at CBS. You'd be the best on this station. You'd be the best on that station. You don't understand that frustration, Ken? You don't understand the frustration of wanting to succeed in this business, wanting to get ahead in this business? You don't understand that's why we're pissed off? How would you like it, Ken, if someone was handcuffing you and telling you things were going to happen and things were going to happen, and then finally you said to them, fine, listen, we'd like to just do it on our own. And then you still weren't given the freedom to do that.
You told them to wait. You told them it's just a question of getting frustrated because we're waiting too long. That's the frustration. Mm. You lose your patience when you go through this a lot.
So you solve things, Ken, by saying you hate us. Good management technique. Way to go. Very mature.
It's tough, and then I got to come back in here, you know? I got to come back in here and, like, go, ha, 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 yes, sir, everything's fine. That's tough. It's damn tough to do a radio show when you get that out in the hallway from your boss. That's very tough, very frustrating.
Sure. We are alone, as always.
Sure.
I mean, as always.
Absolutely.
This should not come as a shock. This should not come as a surprise.
You can file this under been there, done that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We've been on this island before. We've survived on this island before.
Absolutely.
No problem.
No problem. It's us and we got our listeners.
So, Ken, listen. You hate us. We're on our own.
We're agreed. Fine.
So when you get the call from Boca Raton today, please take the call from the sandaled one.
There we go.
Don't dodge the call from our agent.
Sure.
Because we're just going on what you said.
Right? Please.
You know how disheartening that is?
It sure as hell is.
To work for a guy, and we've worked for him for 8 years, and generally, all this crap aside, he's an okay guy to work for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But let's be honest. You know why he's an okay guy to work for? Because we always deliver for him.
We do. We've delivered. We've done our job. We've done a great job for this company.
So it's
we've
a nice,
done a kick-ass job for this
it's
company.
It's a nice marriage. We give him big
sure.
ratings, and he doesn't give us crap when we say, like, go to hell or goddamn or something on the radio.
And we, you know, we look at this. What we want to do is going to be successful for us, but also successful for the company and successful for him. That's
yeah, don't forget, we idiotically signed a contract that makes him a 50% partner in our syndication.
That's right.
So you would think he would want to do something that would further his position. Who's he afraid of pissing off in this company?
I don't know.
Well, I think I know who it is.
Not us.
Yeah, obviously. Like I say, we don't matter, man.
I feel that way right now. Feel that way maybe more than, maybe because I got it out there, maybe I feel that way more than I've ever felt like that here before. It's very, very frustrating.
You know, you can't
usually, you know, no matter what's said and no matter what anger, you know, you just... Especially with where we are, there's been an understanding that we vent in here, that we express our frustrations, and that's what we do, okay? That's what we do. But when we get a reaction like that, at this stage of the game, it's very frustrating. It's even more frustrating.
Listen, the bottom line is, man, this is not like when we've been pissed before, we're complaining about the working conditions or about the freedom we have.
No.
You know what we want to do? It's a capitalist society.
We want to grow.
We simply want the chance to do better.
We want to grow. That's what we want to do.
And then, if we fail, hey... Then we fail, and you were right all along, Ken.
Right.
But God damn it, give us the chance. Just give us the chance. That's all we're saying. Don't go with the buzz and say you hate us. Tell Mike that we're all on our own.
Yeah. To make that sweet deal.
Sorry.
That's all I'll say about that.
You know. So I got news for you, Ken. We felt like we're on our own the whole time during all these negotiations. We really have. That's no lie, man. Really, it felt like we're on our own.
Christ.
Just one time. Sometimes I'd like to meet a radio manager. You know, it's not full of crap. I hate you. I'm just quoting Ken, though. Because I don't hate him. All that said, I don't hate him. I don't think he's got much of a spine.
I don't hate him either.
That's all.
I don't hate him. I don't hate him, and I'll tell you right now, I think that we, you know... When you go through the periods of time when we don't have to deal with these situations, it's a very good working relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's frustrating is that when we try to do different things and we get frustrated because we want to grow and we don't sit by complacently and and wait for stuff to happen, this is when you get into these circumstances.
It's been delicate.
It's been very, very delicate. And, you know, that's just not something you want to hear when you're in the middle of this delicate stuff.
And every time they tell us to do something, we do it. Every time they tell us to jump through a hoop, we do it. And then when we jump through that hoop, they say, but wait a minute, hold on. That's not the hoop you have to jump through. Do you understand the frustration there?
Sure. It's they so say frustrating first, you just made Rob sneeze.
First they say, if you want to be syndicated, you got to have huge ratings. Okay, we work our asses. We get huge ratings. Okay, you're syndicated. Now, you want to be a success in syndication, you got to go into these markets, and you got to get ratings. So what do? We work our ass off, we get ratings. Then they say, oh, no. You want to be a success in syndication, the ratings don't matter. You have to clear 300 stations to be a success.
Uh-huh.
Like every single time we're told something, they change the rules on us.
And we just want to succeed in this.
That's and that's why we're frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it is a pisser to have the manager of this radio station go to my news guy and say, I hate you, and then go to Mike, my partner, and say that that's it, we are on our own. In the middle of the show.
No S.
Just because his feelings got hurt. Because we talked about it at the beginning of today's show. Ken, if you were a bit more of a hands-on manager, you would know that what you heard today was nothing.
Right.
We've had that same discussion with our listeners for the last 6 months.
You know, what we do is we're blowing the steam off. And then we move on and we do the show. Christ.
I'm not going to be painted in this corner, man.
Mm-hmm.
To quote the great Alan Goodman.
Mm-hmm.
Don't back me into a corner.
Right.
We are on our own.
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment, you're on your own.
We've had general managers say that to us before, that we're on our own. We're on our own, Ken. Remember it. Write it down. I won't forget it. You hate us, and we're on our own.
Gotcha.
Thanks. Have a nice weekend, Ken.
Happy weekend, everybody.
Thanks. Mm. See you Monday when you come by the office at 2:45 to say hello. When you come by the office 15 minutes before the show to drop another bomb on us. Or you come by the studio at 3 minutes until 3 to say, oh, yes, you know, the lawyers think this.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Okay. It's just disheartening, man. That's all it is. It's disheartening.
It's tough. It's really tough to keep your focus. Keep motivated.
Right. Blows.
It does.
Really blows. How about being an advocate of this show, Ken? How about going out and spreading the word in this company about the good stuff we're doing? Instead, you know, I'm so tired of being the best-kept secret in this company. I'm so tired of being the guy. How many times do we have to be told, listen, you guys are there in case Howard Stern quits?
Really?
You know what that's getting me, Ken? Dick! How many times have we been told everything? Listen, this
company, the anthem. That's the refrain.
This company loves you. You guys are in place. If he quits, you're going to New York. Please. How many times you got to be fed the same line of bull ass?
It's frustrating.
You folks wouldn't buy it if you had to sit on the other side of the table and hear that. I hear that crap being said to you every day.
Sure. It's kind of like the guy that gets the promotion. You know, says, listen, we're going to give you the title. We're going to give you the title, but your salary will stay the same.
Yeah, we're the eternal bridesmaids of this country, of this company.
Mm-hmm.
Really? And like we say, what about Imus? And they'll say this, oh, Imus doesn't matter.
Right.
Imus doesn't matter. I agree, he doesn't matter in one sense, but in another sense, he does matter, man.
Sure.
Company takes him seriously.
Oh.
It's a killer, man.
Right here, there.
It's a killer. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I haven't even gone into the half of it about what's going on.
No.
Frustrating. Frustrating to have this happen in the middle of the show.
Right.
Like you just be, Jesus. Like you just be cool to the end of the show, for goodness sakes.
I know.
Right. Okay. Well,
all right.
He hates you, Buzz.
Good looking Friday, everybody.
You know, technically, he didn't say that to me, so I feel pretty good about myself.
That's right. And technically, it might just be me. I'm on my own. You know? I think he might have said you guys are on your own. So, but
maybe he meant you and Buzz.
Yeah, right. Me and Buzz.
Since he hates Buzz.
Right. I think, you know, everything's fine with you. I don't think you have a thing to worry about.
Okay.
And I think basically I will be very depressed for the rest of the show.
Okay.
But right. You'll be fine.
Okay. Well, listen. Commercial set coming up. A very interesting commercial set.
Yes.
And then we'll be back.
Okay. Who knows what'll happen during that commercial set?
You know what'll happen. Nothing will happen.
Of course. Because, you know, hit them and run.
Right, because that's the philosophy around here, for goodness sake.
Right, I know, Rob.
I know, Rob. I hate you, Rob. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.